When you said today would be kind of hot, I didn't realize what an understatement that would be. It has to be the hottest day of the year, record tying, if not record breaking for sure. The sun beats on my skin and I can feel the sweat drip down my chest as I lift the last boxes from your moving van. It's not much. Still took half day of lifting and climbing to get your things into place. But like me, you have just all the basics. All the big things, furniture, sofa, king-sized bed. We decided to get that all brand new. They sit delivered and unwrapped and waiting for our, well, okay, for your personal touch. You said that buying new things was a way to symbolize our new life together. Couldn't help but poke fun on how sentimental that sounded. But being here now, the doorway of our new place, I realize just how right you are. As I make my way upstairs, I can hear you swearing as you try and hang the curtains. You're standing on a bunch of old textbooks, teetering dangerously as you try and place the rod in the right place. There's one good thing about the heat. It's how you're more likely to wear things that would normally make you blush. Your tight, grey gym shorts basically leave nothing to the imagination. The way it clings to the curve of your ass, and your silky legs seem to go on forever in them, and they are easily my favourite item in your closet. Your thin white tank top basically underlines your black bra and the enticing swell of your breasts. Your skin glistens with sweat too. Not wanting to waste the air conditioning while we're moving things in and out. No, I mean, heat wasn't really that bad, considering the whole picture. I put the box on the kitchen counter and rush over to hold your waist and steady you. And you look back at me with this warm, grateful smile and I swear I fall in love with you all over again. I thought I told you just to wait for me. You just laugh and finish hanging up the curtain. So used to doing these things on your own. If I had to pick either of our two apartments, yours would definitely have won. Mine was a place to stay the night, but yours always felt like home. I have to admit, the small addition looks pretty good, although doesn't help in the brightness of the sunshine. Still, I turn to you and give you a stern look. You have to let me do this sort of stuff now. Pluck high things from shelves and lift heavy objects. I'm here to be your prince, remember? We both give a small laugh at the recent memory, but I see you glance back and forth as I set you down. Your lips change from a laugh into a kind of cute little frown. You're not a neat freak, but the view isn't pretty. Boxes lay skewed, half open and unpackaged. The once huge empty loft is practically littered with brown cardboard, discarded plastic coverings and are floating bits and pieces. Rome wasn't built in a day. We just got here. 2 days off, plus the weekend. Should be enough. Are you sniffing me? Your nose twitches in response, and definitely not in a good way. Well, you're not exactly a sweet-smelling rose either, and may I remind you, I've been emptying out your truck for the last 3 hours. You give yourself a quick sniff and a shrug. Obviously not as offended with your own smell. It's true. You do smell pretty normal, but I'm not going to let something like that go unanswered. Instead of letting you go, I flip you over the shoulder and your surprised little shriek makes me laugh as I carry you like a sack of potatoes to our soon-to-be fully utilized bathroom. Apparently we could both use one of these. I swing open the glass compartment and let it close behind us, and you set back on your feet. Before you can do or say anything, I turn on the cold water tap and the frigid water starts to fall. Your gasp comes out both startled and blissful, and it reminds me of how you squirm and grind. The last warning when you're just about to fall over the edge. I pin your hands to each of my sides and lean down to capture your lips in an eager, hungry kiss. Your lips immediately part to allow me to lead you, and you moan as I press harder against you. The water runs into your hair, over your closed eyes and against your hard nipples, and down your legs. The little fabric you were wearing gets weighed down as they get soaked, and when you pull back, you notice my eyes immediately focus on your hard little nipples, poking through the shirt and bra. I growl, and I go for your neck, kissing and nipping the skin just enough to leave visible marks, but only barely just. You love it whenever I lay claim over you. My hands twist and pull and tease your hardening nipples. Filling a hand with your breast, I grab the white tank and yank it over your head, exposing the black lacy thing that looks oh so inviting. Once free, you wrap your arm around my neck once again and arch your back, making sure to grind against my hardening excitement. Doubly sure to push your bra-clad breasts against my chest. My body heat feels delicious in comparison to the icy shower, and you just want more. Your other hand goes to grab my bulge, and you revel at the sound I make as you stroke it through my loose shorts. In our more intimate times, you would slowly build to touching it, brushing the head with your soft, long fingers, and lovingly stroke it slowly, building to a quicker pace. But this time you take a firm hold of my cock, stroking it at a pace you've seen me whenever I want to get off and I think you're sleeping and I just need a quick release before bed. I choke out your name and I moan in your ear as you take your second hand and slip them into my shorts to start massaging me everywhere. I feel heavy and warm and I throb enough that it's evident even through the wet fabric. It makes you feel so good the few times that I let you take control, victim to your touch or your tongue. Off, you hear me grunt, and before you know it, I'm pulling off the gym shorts you only keep around to drive me crazy. You don't wear any panties with it, and I swear I practically make you purr when I can't resist but slide my hand between your legs. Your underwear was already wet soon after I took off my shirt, and now you're absolutely fucking sopping wet. My two fingers slip into you and set to work. They separate in a way that makes you gasp, curl enough to hit that perfect spot inside you, my thumb going straight to your clit and flicking it with just enough to send hums through your body. Off, I growl again, and this time you're smart enough to catch the hint and pull my shorts down too. The discarded pieces lay at the drain, hastily followed by a one-handed bra unfastening. I brush your hands away from my cock and I grab your ass, easily strong enough to lift you and force you to separate your legs. I line you up to my throbbing cock, and despite the cold rivulets, you can feel the heat coming from both of us. You try and buck your hips to urge me in, only succeeding in brushing the head against your clit. We both moan and I brush your wet hair back to look straight into your eyes. I swear to God, I'm gonna fuck you in every room. And with that promise barely off my lips, I thrust and I bottom out inside your pussy. You can't hold a scream of anything I give to you. Pleasure, a bit of pain, lust, love. Your nails drag on the back of my neck and your legs automatically wrap around my waist. On every surface, the sound of me pounding into you is louder than the rush of the shower. On every piece of furniture, I kiss you, and I feel like you're drowning in me. And when I'm done, your walls are inconspicuously squeezing at me, and you can't concentrate past the way that I'm pounding you, and my hands squeezing at you. I'll make love to you. Oh, you know this feeling of implanting bliss. The ache of a body that wants you, that wants your body, your orgasms, your love, your heart, and your life. Your lips are whispering my name and God's in the same breath, and I increase my speed even more. You can just imagine how we look. Come, my love. Come for me. You can't help it, and you cling to me, and you do what I say. Falling apart into a thousand pieces, you can feel me just fucking pour into you. Thrust after delicious fucking thrust. You pull me closer, and you always wanted every fucking drop of me. You're selfish and greedy in the best possible way. You love me, and you love the proof of my pleasures. It just spills out of you. I brush your hair back as you kiss me. I let you shakily regain your feet. You still cling to my form for support, panting against my wet skin, your eyes held closed. Honey, you hear me whisper, half humming with pleasure, half choking as I turn off the shower. Did you unpack the tiles yet? You weakly point to the bedroom and I pick you up. Eventually, we wake to see the last remnants of the dying day peek through the window gap. I shake the sleepiness from my eyes and turn over to you. The cooling air that comes with twilight makes your skin break out in light goosebumps and make your nipples harden. It stirs my cock awake again, but I just don't have the heart to wake you for another round. I drape a thin sheet over you, breathe an unconscious sound of pure comfort and content. I find my way under the sheet, and I curl you into my chest. Tomorrow, princess. Tomorrow. The kitchen's definitely next.